Kennedy doesn't get another episode. We are live in effect. Well, I guess not lie to you because you guys are going to hear it way after we're finished recording it. But we are back with another episode, and we got a good one for you guys today. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, can't call it, man. How's everything going on your end?
Man, things are going good, man. Bro, I was just thinking about, for whatever reason, y'all's wedding. I don't know why I was thinking about
y'all's
wedding.
Yeah, man, good times, man. Fun times.
It was a good time. Little known secret, I'm going to tell you now because it's years later. I was, man, young, immature. I think we were like 19, 20, me riding in Otis.
Yeah, so you were usher. Y'all were ushers in my wedding.
Yeah,
man.
We were ushers in the wedding. And so after we finished our part, we went upstairs into the balcony area. And that's when I was recording everything back then because I just got this brand new Casio camera. So I was recording everything. And that's video footage of me when you're saying your vowels. We're up there like, don't do it, Mike. Turn around now. You can turn back, bro. Like, just being dumb, immature, you know, college kids or whatever.
Wait, tell me, I did not know that, number one.
Yeah, I know.
And number two, confession. That's why Cordelia don't like you now. I'm playing. Teasing.
I'm one day I'm going to find the video footage. Because I got a camera still, and I'm pretty sure I still got the SD card. But I remember that being there. I was just like, man, we were so dumb. Like,
No, it's all good, brother.
But I remember the reception, man.
Man, we had a good time.
Was dope, man. Yeah, we was dancing with some older ladies, I think. I remember me and Otis being on the dance floor. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Y'all were doing your thing on the dance floor. Y'all were doing your thing on the dance floor.
We was having fun, man. But I remember when you and your brothers came through, man, your frat. Like I told you, man, I didn't go to no HBCU or nothing like that. And so just to see, like, y'all doing the hops and all the
party walking, man. That's one of those where, you know, you can't change what we were. We were champions once, baby. So that's us old men reliving our lives and reliving the college days.
Right. Well, y'all was into it, man.
Oh, man, we did our thing.
I just remember, like, looking up in awe, like, oh, man, this is so cool. This is so cool.
Man, and it's ironic. Those are the same friends now that you know of mine.
Oh, yeah. Man, those boys are... wait a minute. Marty. Well, I had to tell you about this. Oh, well, I guess listeners. Let me tell you about Mike. All right? So, Vegas. No, 2017, we all go to Vegas.
Yes.
So, now I get an opportunity.
For my 40th
birthday. Yeah. So I get a chance to, those same guys that were in Mike's wedding party, like, I was an usher back then, so we didn't spend no time together. We didn't mix and mingle with them, because they, you know, a few years older than us, and it was just, we stuck to ourselves, and they had their thing going on, and yeah, you know, so we separate. But now I'm in Vegas with these guys, and now we like peers. And
by the way, Marty, yeah. Let me say, his nickname was Doug from The Hangover. Wow. Because Kenny would always be ghost. Like, we would sit up there, and we'll all go out somewhere, and we'll look around, we're like, where's Kenny? And, like, he would just be gone, or we'll sit up there, and we'll make these plans, and Kenny's like, oh, man, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go do... We're in Vegas. Like, we're like, dude, what are you doing? Right. But Kenny would be ghost, and so every time... This is the same brother that while we in Vegas bought a walking cane. This brother he's walking around Vegas looking like Moses. Like, what?
I would fix these sinners.
He bought a staff. But anyway, I'm going to let him finish the story.
I did, bro. Bro, man, no, Marty, you don't understand, man. And maybe I'll tell you off air, bro. But I'm just saying, I had to be in two places at once. I ain't never had to do that. I felt like Will Smith in every movie, as much running back and forth as I was doing. Wow. Bruh. But anyway, so now Mike and all his friends, like, we're peers now, so we hanging out. So, yeah, they are. That, he telling the truth about that Doug thing. They go, Doug. Hey, welcome back, Doug. I got called. Like, I felt like they forgot my name was Kenny, how much I was getting called Doug, like, straight up.
He was getting ghost, man. Like, every time we turned around, like, where is Kenny
I
at?
Missed out on quite a few things that we had already scheduled to do, or we just, as a group, decided we was going to do, and I was like... I didn't say no, I'll just be gone, or I just wouldn't, the meetings, because I ended up having my own room because reasons. And so I had my own room. And so when we say we meeting at such and such room, man, I got moves to make. So I don't know if I'm going to be back in time. And but anyway, that ain't the point of my story. My story is, so I don't, you know, we hanging out with these guys. So now we like planning next year's trip.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be going down to New Orleans. I ain't never been to New Orleans. So when Mike tell me we going to New Orleans, I'm like, yeah, I'm into it. I'm down with it. So throughout the school year, Mike keep telling me, hey, you know, hey, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Around March, February, March, I don't hear anything else about this trip. And so I don't think nothing else of it because Mike ain't say nothing else about it.
My bad.
So one day I'm at the gas station. I'm at the gas station, and I'm coming out on Exxon and Ridgeway. I see this white van pull up.
Out of all the places.
Yeah, all the places. See this white van pull up. I see these brothers get out of the van. I'm looking like, yo, man, them brothers look mad familiar. I'm like, yo, is that? And then when I see them, they go, yo, is that Kenny? And I'm like, I know these brothers. I said, bro, yo, are y'all on y'all way to New Orleans? Or are y'all coming back? They were like, bro, we just coming back, man. They was like, we was on the way. We was halfway to Atlanta. And then Mike was like, oh, man, I forgot to tell Kenny about the trip. Bruh, hangover part two, they done left Doug and Ridgeway.
All right, talk about, now, let me say something. And Marty, this is the best explanation I could give. In all fairness, like, I have groups of friends. Like, I have my boys from college and, you know, and all that. Then I have my boys that I went to high school with and everything. And, you know, I got Kenny and all that. And so everybody is kind of, you know, I have different groups of friends.
Right.
In all fairness, I just forgot that one group fed into the other now. Because Kenny now, you know, everybody looks at Kenny now as like the younger brother. He's the younger out of all of us and stuff. It was one of my boys, but now Kenny's that youngest one. And so I kind of forgot that, oh yeah, Kenny is now, you know, he knows them and they know him. And so when we were making the plans for New Orleans, it was just one of those, I forgot, like, oh, yeah, I forgot that circle is now integrated with the other circle. Yeah. So it wasn't anything against him. It was just, I forgot that those two circles kind of fed into each other. And the funny thing about it is, they were the ones mentioning it on the bus. They were like, yo, where Kenny? I was like, God, dog. This was like 5 a.m. I was like, well, it's too late now. Yo. I was like, well, dog.
Oh, man.
So that's why. So it wasn't anything intentional.
Yeah,
man.
No, I know.
It
I
wasn't
know.
Intentional.
Yeah, I know. So
yeah.
Because I was like, I felt like Kevin from Home Alone. Like when they was in the airport. Are we forgetting anything?
Are we forgetting something?
Oh my God.
I was on the airplane. Where's Kenny? We forgot Kenny!
But no, we laughed about it at the airport, and then I called Mike.
I was about to say, so here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I get a phone call from one of my boys that we just got off. You know, they just dropped me off. And at the time, we were in an apartment. So they dropped me off at the apartment.
Yeah.
And so, they dropped me off, and I was at the apartment, and just getting situated, you know, greeting my wife and my son, and I get a phone call from one of my boys, and they're like, hey, yo, Mike, and I said, what's up? And they're like, I got somebody wants to speak to you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, okay. And then it was Kenny. And I was like, God, dog, like how out of all the places, all the gas stations, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. I felt so bad. Like,
such a good laugh, man.
Yeah, I felt so bad, man. Like, you could, if you wanted to milk that, you could have probably got written into my will, man.
Oh,
like, I felt bad about that one.
Man, that was good. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. Well, we got a good episode, I think, for us today, man. We got a good topic that I want to talk about, man. And I need some help. So, I asked you this question. Marty, you too, man. All right, so I got a situation, man. I got a homie who, man, they needed some help trying to get this girl right. But it was they seen the girl before, but they ain't never really talked to her before. So they hit me up, asked me some advice, and I'm asking y'all, like, they need a line right now to slide into this girl's DM. Like, he already got the green light to speak. He just don't know what to say. So what I mean, so y'all help me out. Y'all older than me, more experienced, and y'all married and stuff. So, you know, like, what does he do?
First of all, this sliding into DMs,
it's 2019, man.
Call me old fashioned.
Yeah.
But I'm one that believes in, you know, talking to the girl and, you know, maybe getting her number and talking to her.
Well, how you gonna get a number? He gotta slide into the DMs to get the number.
Man, you know, you don't remember when we were kids and it's like, you know, I know somebody who knows somebody and it's like, hey, you know, my friend is, you know, he interested in you or whatever it may be. You know, he just wants to know, can he get your number? Yeah. It could be something that simple. And she, yes or no. And if she's like, yeah, here's my number, then boom, here's your, he gets the number, call her, and then y'all talk.
Yeah.
Man, like, how are you introducing yourself through a text? I just don't get it.
It's 2019, man.
I get you, but I mean, it's...
They got Generation Red more than y'all's. Not books, of course, but yeah.
I don't know. I'm just one of those, or even if you have, like, friends in the similar circles or something of that nature where, you know, maybe... You know, your group of friends are out, my group of friends are out, or something, and then we kind of run into each other that way. You know, that's one of those where it's okay getting to know each other, but I don't know. It just seems disingenuous. That's too strong, but I don't know. It's impersonal. It just seems impersonal.
Man, there could be so many hidden landmines in a text message, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, man. There's so many things that can go wrong. So many cover-ups that you could...
Uh-huh.
Man, you could be anybody you want to be in a text message.
It's people catfish all the time now.
Yeah.
But you look at even social media. Like, there are people who
She's seen him before. She know what he look like.
She's seen him?
Yeah.
So...
They ain't never really had a chance to, like, talk to each other. Or he ain't... Well, more specifically, he ain't had a chance to talk to her.
So then how does he know her?
He saw her. Like, he don't know her.
All right, he doesn't
know
her.
They got a mutual friend.
All right, so there's where right there, the mutual friend.
Yeah.
That's where I would start. If she knows who
he is. She did. She put the word in for him.
The mutual friend?
Yeah.
So why not get the number through the mutual friend?
I don't know. I ain't think about that. All I know is he asked me.
If the mutual friend, have him give the mutual friend the girl's number, I mean, his number and stuff. And if she's interested, she'll call.
Okay. But maybe he want to leave it to fate, man. Well, I guess the DM would still be fate. But I don't know, man. It's 2019. People sliding in people's DMs, man. We ain't calling nobody, man. That's
the problem, man. So you know this dude, if he slides into the DM, he will be one of probably, I don't know who the girl. That's the point. So what separates you from the other cats that are trying to slide into the DM just looking at your pictures and stuff, objectifying you? So why don't I sit up there? I don't know him like that.
Probably,
but, you know, I see some Instagram model. She's beautiful. She's in a bikini.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to holler at her because she looks good.
Now, what do you say? That's what we're trying to get to. What do you say that you don't come out sounding creepy or corny because you don't want to be like the other 5,700?
But you said that the mutual friend, like, she knows who he is.
Right, yeah.
So
we ain't do that, though.
So then he can sit up there and say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. Remember, you know, our friend, whatever. You know, I don't know who
Brittany,
people are. Brittany or whatever it is, you know, gave me your number, or, you know, I told Brittany to give you my number and everything else. How are you doing? And you kind of go from there, man. Just small talk. Like, see, that's the problem. Sliding into DMs, you don't even know how to talk to girls now.
Yeah.
Because you sliding into DMs. Like, talk to the girl. What's the word she going to say? No.
The worst she can do is read the DM and then don't reply to it. That's the worst she could do. Cause I'm gonna go back and check to see if she read it. Then it's gonna say seen. I'm like, oh,
but check this out. See, if I talk to her, if I call her, then I'm talking to her.
You know how many telemarketers out here calling people? You know what I mean? You know how many times I press ignore?
I'm just saying, man.
Man, well, let me tell you what I told him. I said, well, first you got to say something funny. And then I started thinking, like, you know, but then I was like, yo, how did you get the green light? And then that's when he told me about the friend, the Sarah. She said she told her about him and that he was interested in getting to know her. And then I went into full-on genie from Aladdin mode, and I was like, oh, that's easy. Just be honest. Just say, hey, such and such, I'm blankety-blank. My homegirl was telling me about you and how cool you were, and I just had to reach out and say what's up and touch bases with you, something like that. And I was like, that's one approach, but you got to do, whatever you do, you got to be different. You know, you got to make a joke. You got to be yourself. Be yourself.
That's the most important thing.
That's what I told him. Be yourself, okay? And what did he say? He said, I should ask her out for breakfast. I can't think of nothing. I was like, what?
why don't you come over to my house and I'll cook you some pancakes?
Yeah, that's, man, people getting abducted and stuff, and you talking about come over to the house for some pancakes? I'm probing. I'm like, so what do you know about her? Like, because I'm really trying to help my friend out. And then he says, nothing.
Jeez.
And then he goes, oh, he says, I've been trying to, I hope he don't kill me when he hear this, but yo, man, you know you're my mans, bro. He says, I've been trying to think of a slick line to say to you, but when I get the typing, I get nervous to say it. I just want you to know, I think you are amazing watching you from afar, and I would love to be lucky enough to get to know you. And I said, whatever you do.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. Please don't say that. Please don't say that. And I was like, bro, I don't know, man. Make a joke about her. Like, since, you know, we just say something funny, man, or about, you know, about something she posted or, you know.
I couldn't help to notice that your left leg is shorter than your right.
I bet nobody else said that in her DMs.
Couldn't help notice, but when you smile, your eyes get crossed.
Oh, girl. He said he was, you know, he was hoping to reply to a DM or something. I was like, man, bro, just ask her for a number. He was like, yo, hey, I talked to the mutual friend, and she told me all about you. I was wondering if I could have your number so we could talk, maybe get up and link or something. And I was like, don't overthink it.
Yeah, yeah.
This fool replies back what he was going to say to her. Hey, I think you are very attractive. I don't have any slick lines, LOL, but I love the chance to get to know you. I send back the Shannon Sharp emoji. I'm like, mm-mm. No, dog. Don't do that. Bro. I was like, bro, follow the script. Whatever you do, don't veer from the script, man. And I don't know if he pursued it. I don't know if he gave up on it, man, but...
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I think your man, just be himself. I think biggest thing, get the girl's number, talk to her, man. Don't get into the DMs. Don't sit up there and do that.
He's trying to do too much in the DM. He's trying to live in the DM.
He's trying to live in the DM. Don't live in the DM.
Just use it for the number.
Get her number. And once you get the number, like, y'all just talk. And just get to know each other. And then from there... You know, if things are vibing and everything seems cool, then you can sit up there and, you know, hey, maybe y'all can go out with some friends, you know, because sometimes it still can be awkward, you know, one-on-one dating. But, you know, in a social setting where all of y'all are getting together, what does he do?
Hey, man, he's we're in entertainment.
All right, so...
He's an entertainer.
Okay, so... Invite her to one of his social
events
where he's in his element. You know what I mean? Like, where she gets an opportunity to see him in his element where he's more comfortable. Because obviously, with her...
He ain't going to have time to talk to her in his element. He's seen... That's what I said. She's seen him before. She's seen him in his element. So we don't know. We don't have her perspective at all. So, or
yeah,
you know,
yeah, because we know nothing about her.
Right. But I do know this though.
Except like, just, for she's attractive from afar.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Right. But so I know, like, just from this right here, I realized something. I ain't got no game. Like, I don't have no game. Like, I don't, like, I can't go, I can't pull a girl. I ain't got nothing slick to say to her. Like,
yeah, I'm the same way.
I can't pick no girl up.
Like, I'm the same way. Like, I don't have game. I've always said that, and that was part of my game, that I don't have game.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm in the same thing. I'm not one of the, I've never been one of those guys that I see a girl in a club and I just walk up to her and pick her up.
Yeah. See, that's like, Marty right there.
Yeah. See, most of my stuff was more we have mutual friends,
yeah.
And so we kind of run into each other, and then you kind of flirt and talk. You know, you can feel each other out that
yeah.
way, and that's how you do. Or, you know, used to work together, you know, back in the mall and everything else
yeah.
when you're young, you know, work together, and you kind of flirt and, you know,
yeah.
things of that nature, and then it kind of goes from there. But it was never one of those I didn't have pickup lines.
Well, how you get your wife? Y'all didn't have mutual friends.
She stalked me.
Oh.
She was stalking her brother.
She was stalking her brother. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh. No. All right, so did I share this story with you? I can't remember. But anyway.
Yeah.
If the next episode, if I'm divorced, then you know that this went south. But...
Oh,
but no, what happened?
Oh,
this was like, oh man, this was back in 2005. This was 2005. We met each other. Well, I had gotten injured playing. I was in a men's league basketball. I got hurt.
Yeah.
And so I wound up going to the emergency room. She was there with a family member. And I noticed her, but you know, you're in the waiting room. I'm hurt. You know, I don't know why they're there, but that ain't really a place to mag. And so
yeah.
I really didn't think anything of it. And I was talking to a church member, and her and I were talking. I guess she overheard the conversation, and she kind of, you know, she was kind of feeling like where my head was at that time. Fast forward, I was moving into an apartment complex and off of Broad River. And when I was walking into leasing office to get my keys,
mm-hmm.
I heard somebody like, hey, you know, and I turned around. I was like, hey, you know, notice her. She's a cute girl and stuff. She's like, do you remember me? And I was like, should I?
Mm.
And she was like, you know, I think I saw you at the hospital, like your back or something. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I remembered her then.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, how are you doing? And she was like, I'm good. I said, do you live out here? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I work for the property. I was like, oh, well, cool. And so I was like, do you like it out here? And she was like, yeah, and everything else. Okay, have a good day. And I went to go get my stuff.
Yeah.
Now, when she told me that she worked for the property, I was thinking two things. Number one, if I holler at this girl, there are probably so many dudes. If she, you know, if she's
yeah.
a leasing agent, there's probably so many dudes that try to holler at her
yeah.
on a given time, like when she's showing apartments or whatever it may be. She's an attractive girl and stuff, single. Guys are probably trying to holler at her. And if I tried that, I would probably be one of the many.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if she lives out here and if she works for the apartment complex, I'm going to run into her again.
Mm.
And so, you know, at that time, I've already established, you know, kind of a friendly banter and, you know, just us talking. So I can sit up there and, you know, now we have something familiar. I can kind of build on from that point. So that was my thought process.
Okay.
Well, 2 days later, I get a phone call.
Ow.
And she was like, hey, you know, she introduced herself. I was like, yeah, I remember you. And she was like, yeah, there was a problem with something with the application or whatever. And I was like, okay, you know, no problem. I'll come in and I'll take care of it. And she was like, you know, I have a question, another question. You know, are you seeing anybody? I was like, no. She's like, do you want to go out to dinner?
Ooh.
I said, yeah. So from there, we wound up talking. I think we talked like 4 hours on the phone just that day. I didn't slide in DMs, none of that stuff. I talked to her. And we talked, and we, you know, we agreed, and we, you know, went out to eat and all that stuff. And, you know, everything was cool. And we pretty much been together since. Come to find out, there was nothing wrong with my application. Everything was fine. Course. Because she worked in the leasing office, she had access to me. Of course. She later tells me that she was trying to figure out where I was. She was like, you know that guy, Michael Glover, one of her friends who signed. She's like, yeah. She's like, you know, what's up with him? And she's like, oh, yeah. You know, and they basically were talking. And she was like, well, why don't you try to, you know, call him and tell him something? Because she was trying to figure out how to talk to me. And
how to slide in your DMs.
Yeah, how to slide,
right.
I guess so.
See?
And so she was trying. I mean, like, she drove around the property trying to catch me and everything. So when I say a girl was trying to stalk a brother, I was just, you know.
Dang. See, man, a lot of brothers like it. Like, because she... no, I like that your wife did that. And I used to tell women, like, stop waiting on these brothers to come and holler at you. Sometimes you got to make yourself available. And you just got to... Sometimes you got to make the first move or at least open up the door so and let him walk in after that and, you know, check out what's going on and go from there. Because some of y'all waiting on... You know, your Prince Charming, your Boaz, and the brother ain't got a clue.
No. But the thing is...
Bring up Boaz. Look what Ruth did. What?
Ruth put herself out. And then she would have took it a step further. She broke into the brother's house. Sat on the edge of his bed, and he woke up like, whoa, wait.
What you doing here?
So, she was asleep.
Yeah, down at his foot.
At his bed. I don't know how big this bed was, but she was down there. Right. Like Ruth. That's what Ruth. Some women, sometimes you got to put yourself out there. Like, I ain't saying you got to be.
Don't be out there.
Promiscuous. Yeah, don't be out there.
Women out are loose.
Yeah, we ain't saying like that, but just, you know, make yourself be known. Like, yo, like, what up?
Yeah, I'm feeling.
I'm here.
But you know what?
I'm interested.
The thing that I respected about it is I'm attracted to a confident woman.
Uh-huh.
I am attracted to a confident woman, whether it's just the way she talks, the way she carries herself. That's what I like, you know. So the fact that she was like, hey, look, I'm putting it out there,
uh-huh.
I respected it because I was like, you know, hey, I respect that. I can respect that. So you know, all that to sit up there and say that was back September 19, 2005, and we've been together since.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yep.
One day I'm having one of them stories.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, like, I'm going to be stalked or something like that, but still. I don't think I can handle it, being stalked. Maybe even a little bit. Like, you was a little stalked.
I wouldn't say stalked. She did her due diligence. Let's say that. She did her due diligence. But, now stalking is a different story. Like, I don't want to sit up there.
She drove around the complex.
She did. I'm sorry, babe. I love you. We together now. Right. It's been 14 years. So, right. I mean, you know, the story must be told.
Right.
For generations to come. We are leaving a legacy here. You know, the history must be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... she always said,
get it.
she said, I'm a denier. That ain't true. But I put it out there. If you had a podcast, then you can refute it. But you don't. So now, there it is. It's been told. It's the truth.
We're going from there. He's still going.
Hey, she's
going to
take a little bit further. She's
going to
get a YouTube channel.
Yo, no.
She's
going to
get a YouTube channel. She's going to get a YouTube channel. She's going to roast you.
I had a homegirl. Well, she wouldn't.
I love you.
I had a girl I was talking to in college. And same thing I just told y'all, I ain't got no game. Like, I've been saying that. I ain't just figured that out. I was saying that. But she figured me out. It's only been like a handful. It's only been like a couple of girls to, like see past my BS or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she'd be like, you do got game. You got all the game in the world. What you try to... Wait a minute. I just thought about it. I'm giving out my secrets. Wait a minute. I ain't married. I was like, y'all, I can't... I just thought about that. Yeah, Marty, we're going to edit this. but never mind. I'm not going to tell my story.
What? Oh, brother, you can't do that, man. You can't start something and then...
Should I finish it, man?
The listeners, we're waiting, man. Like, you... I'm about to get put on the couch, so you can tell your story.
I guess, but not... Shoot. Anyway, yeah. So how my story goes, she said, Kenny, you got all the game in the world. And I was like, no, I don't. She said, yeah, Kenny, I peeped you. I see what you like to do. What you like to do is you like to put yourself in the friend zone. And then you get comfortable there. And then you lure her back into her own friend zone. And then next thing you know, you tearing down the whole friend zone and voila, relationship.
Here I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
So it's like I purposely insert myself into the friend zone because I think truly I do want to be, you know, my mate's friend. I
Shout
really
out
do want
to house
be
a party. Sydney.
Stop. Oh, man. Yeah.
You were just trying to holler at him. Well, you know, if I had to choose, you know, I want you as a friend.
Yeah.
But I think it's important.
Yeah, that's it.
That we friends before we're loving.
Yeah.
So now that we're friends, let's get to the loving.
Right. I do want to be friends with people, man. Like, I want to get to know. I think that's a beautiful thing about love, man. And we ain't gonna stay here long, but I just getting to know a person, getting to like, actually know them. Like, not just the stuff that, you know, on the surfaces of, oh, this is cool, this is cute, but like they dark moments or they when they in, you know, that depressive state or when they not feeling good or like getting to know that person and then making a decision to say, I want to love them. I'm going to continue to love them anyway, in spite of, you know, the evidence against them, these quote unquote deserving love. It's like, I want to get to know that person, and I want to see you with your scars and with your flaws and all of that.
I think that, I respect that. And one of the things, you know, Marty can attest to it, but when you're married, it's a different level.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've dated before, and I've had girlfriends, and, you know, even on that level, it's different, you know. So when you're in a friend zone, you know, no matter how much of a friend you are, and you're like, oh man, we're really good friends and everything like that, and I think that's important. Yes, it is. But at the same time, I think that when you enter into a relationship intimately, and it doesn't necessarily mean sexually, but an intimate relationship with somebody, it's heightened. And even when you're married, it's just another level.
Yeah.
And so you being on the friend zone, to me, is the bottom level, is the bottom tier, you know? And so there, no matter how much of a friend you are and no matter how close you all are and friends, until you're entered into a relationship, you're not going to see that next level.
Well, no, that's what, wasn't talking about. Everything I said, that wasn't in the friend, heck no, that ain't in the friend zone. Friend zone is something. So you have friends.
Yes.
We're friends. But then on the side of that, there's a friend zone. There's a special area for brothers who make an attempt to go into relationship land and they get denied and then they get sent. That I go there first. I go to timeout first.
You go there voluntarily.
Voluntarily. So you ain't gonna put me in the friend zone. I'm gonna go here on my own. And I'm gonna bring you over here with me, cause just being friends, or working on this friendship thing, that's when y'all start off with mutual interest. Friend zone is I'm the only one interested here, and I already know that. Hey, come on over here. Hey, let's talk.
I got you.
Voluntarily put yourself when you get called bro and all that stuff. I go there first.
Like, that's my sis?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't
even... Nah, bro. See. Nah, I don't even want you to think like that.
Bro, no, no.
I don't even want you to think like
that. I'm telling y'all, I've mastered this thing.
Yeah,
it's the dimples.
I have mastered
it's
this.
It's the dimples. That's all that is. The dimples that will pull you out. That's all that is.
Bro, I've mastered this.
I don't even want to... I don't want to go there. Because if I'm calling you sis, and then that's where you stay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Nah.
No,
nah.
It's a...
I let my intentions be known.
Right. No. No, 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 no. You keep these heifers guessing. You can guess for us. Because that gives me some freedom also. See, I'm right now, ladies, what we're doing is I think I'm taking the veil back a little bit because I'm going to tell you how some brothers think. Because what I'm doing in this friend zone, I'm making a decision. Where do I want this to go? Because if I desire and I can lure you out of the friend zone with me, then we can go into a relationship. But if you start liking me more than I like you while we in the friend zone, we in the friend zone. Now I can put you in another little friend zone within a friend zone. So it's an inception full of friend zones.
Too much.
It's not too much. It sounds like it because I keep saying friend zone over and over. But but they're in
you've gone to level three just to get to back to level one. Because level one is the relationship. Level two is the friend zone. And now you've gone to friend zone.
Friend zone is on the side, bro.
Relationship no, about to the side is...
No, friend zone is on the side of friendship.
I get what you're saying. I get it.
I get it. So this is the thing.
That's a side thing. Yeah. Not but, like side piece kind of thing. That's a separate area. It's time out.
This is
do not holler at me area. You can't holler at me. That's what friend zone is.
I've been there before.
That's where I go voluntarily.
No.
Thank you. That's my point. I'm like,
you get there by accident? Hold on, let me see.
It was by accident. I don't know. It was crazy. I hollered at her, got the number, everything. A lot of conversing on the phone.
Yeah.
But somewhere in that conversing, I don't know. That's when it happened. It was like,
Oh, she put you in the friend zone.
Yeah.
It wasn't no accident. She put you there.
And I didn't even know.
Oh, she was good.
Once I realized it was too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was stuck.
She put you there.
But I got out.
Yeah?
I got out.
You got out?
Time to get out. It took some time.
Yeah.
Because, we really did become really good friends.
Yeah.
Enjoying each other's conversation and all. But... I got out.
Yeah.
But then I felt like I probably shouldn't have got out because,
wound up messing up the friendship.
Messing up the friendship and we can't go back now.
And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. Because all right, so going back to what I was saying earlier, I'm one that states my intentions. Mm. Out of all the people that I've ever, dealt with, dated, everything, nobody's going to sit up there and say I lied to them.
Right.
Nobody's going to say I lied to them. And the reason being is because I will sit up there and I'll tell you, hey, look, I enjoy spending time with you. I enjoy hanging out with you and everything else. But I'm not interested in a relationship right now. I put it out there.
Say right now when they really mean I don't want a relationship with you. Because if the right one come along the way, then right now go out the window real quick.
Maybe. But I think at the same time, at that time, I might have just gotten out of a relationship. So I'm not ready to jump back into one.
The right one,
sometimes
you can be the right one if she.
sometimes it ain't the right one. It's the right now. So that's where we're at. I'll tell them, hey, I'm not interested in a relationship right now, but I enjoy spending time with you. I enjoy hanging out with you. I enjoy talking on the phone. I enjoy other benefits if that's where we go. Point is, I have put that out at the forefront. So there is no I don't want to mislead you or anything. So if you make a decision.
But in a way. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm allowing you to make that decision on what you want. If you want more than that, which sometimes it happens and sometimes they'll play that game because they know in the end they want more than that.
Yeah.
But even though I'm saying, and I get that also, but I put it out there.
Yeah.
And so when it starts getting to that point where it's like, hey, I'm interested in more, then I said, and if I got to back off, then we'll back off. But point being is I put it out there at the beginning because I don't want to deceive anybody. Yeah. I don't want to play games with you. Like I said, I don't play games. I don't have game. I don't play games. I just put it out there and I let you decide on what you want. And if you're not cool with it, I respect that. Just like you can respect the fact that I was upfront with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I leave it at that. And there's also times, that, there were times where there was a girl, and eventually we dated, but there were times where I told, look, you're not the only one that I'm hanging out with, but I respect you enough to keep that separate. Like, you would never know. You know what I mean?
You told her.
Huh?
Then you just tell her?
I told her, but she won't see. Like, this is on campus and stuff. Like, you would never see me with another. And, you know, you.
Damn, well, he was moving.
Like, she. Winthrop.
Boy.
Winthrop was a 9-to-1 ratio.
Bro, I wasn't doing that in no Shenandoah University.
Oh, no, it was a 9. But I respect it. And she knew that she was. Like, out of the friends that I, you know, that I was hanging out with, she was number one. She was
number one.
She's number one.
Dang.
She was number one.
Yeah, that boy got a harem. He got a harem up at Winthrop. I used to hate Winthrop.
I love Winthrop.
I mean, you know why I hate Winthrop, though.
Yeah, hey, man, I told you, man, we can make it happen still, man. I'll put in a phone call.
I don't care about going to that school now.
Man.
Fake HBCU.
oh, man, I loved it. Winthrop was an HBCU within a predominantly white school.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like two separate schools because there wasn't a large black population. So we had to stick together, you know, and you go to a lot of other campuses with fraternities and sororities and they beefing and all of that stuff. Man, we ain't enough of us to beef.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like 4 Sigmas and like 5 Kappa. Like, we ain't thick enough. Like, dude, we're better off uniting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was Winthrop was an experience, man. I loved it though. I loved it.
All right, guys, that was another fun episode. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I know we did.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate you guys for being listeners.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Kennedy Doesn't Get It podcast. Tell your friends. Subscribe.
Yes.
I don't know what you're subscribing to, but subscribe
on Apple Podcasts,
Google,
get it.
Spotify,
Anchor. Yes.
Anywhere you listen to your podcast.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram at
MK Podcast.
MK Podcast. On Facebook. Our Facebook page is Michael Kennedy
Doesn't Get It.
So is our YouTube page, Michael Kennedy Doesn't Get It.